Now let's get down to business. Where would you like to be in your life? That will be our focus on this side, and you'll find the answer to this question by taking some journeys within yourself. The main resource will be you, and I'll be your guide. Have you ever wished that you had the key to unlock all the abilities and powers that you know are inside of you? And with those powers and abilities, you could overcome all the obstacles that stand in your way? Think of a time when that happened. Think of a time when you rose way above what you thought were the limits of your competence, when you were able to achieve more than you ever thought was possible. If nothing comes to mind, think about what would happen if you were to allow yourself to live without self-doubt. Imagine that your self-doubt is lifted for a moment. What kind of impact could you make on the world if you weren't holding yourself back? Take some time to ponder on that question. If something occurs to you, take notes. Here are some more questions that I'd like you to ask yourself. Again, take note of your answers if possible. If you could choose any direction for your life, what would that direction be? Remember, our emphasis is always on what you really want, not what you think you should want. What are some things that you've attempted in the past or thought about attempting but simply gave up on without doing everything in your power to complete them? What are some of your special talents that you're most proud of? That is, where are you most gifted? To answer this, think about the times when you felt most satisfied with your performance, as well as the times when others were most complimentary. In what ways do you hold yourself back from making the most of these gifts and talents? We all do this to some extent. Who is the person that you most admire? And what are the characteristics that you most admire about that person? What are some risks you wish you had the courage to take? What worries you the most about making significant changes in your life? If you're writing, try to make this list as complete as possible with all the fears and doubts that might come up. What aspect of your life would you most like to let go of? What would you rather not have as a part of your life? Some of these questions may be ones that you ask yourself often, while you may be addressing some others for the first time. If you don't have an answer for a particular question right now, don't let that be a source of concern. As the program progresses, these concepts will become much clearer to you. Self-examination often requires that you look into a mirror. What I'm suggesting here is that you look into a psychological mirror. With that in mind, we're going to examine some of the questions that self-actualizing people ask themselves constantly. But before we do, if you're writing, you may want to start with a clean sheet of paper. And let that clean sheet of paper represent as open a mind as you can possibly have right now. For a few moments, act as if there are absolutely no sacred cows in your life, and no one to answer to except your own desires. As I said, these are questions that self-actualizing people ask themselves regularly. So to the extent that you can ponder these questions, you're in very good company. What do you want the next step along your own unique path to be? And what is the step after that? See if you can think your path through to completion. Let yourself daydream a little. What is it you'd most like to be able to do right now? Be sure to include those areas where you typically hold yourself back. What kind of person do you want to become? What are the costs to you of following your path, and what are the benefits? Do you really want to follow this path having thought it through? Is all of this emotionally cost-effective? Now, if you stop questioning yourself at that point, you'd still be at the dream stage, short of reality. But now's the time to address the most important point of all. Ask yourself what it is that you must do to give yourself the permission you need to make your dream a reality. What else do you need to know about getting there? What help do you need? What fears are keeping you from this next step? What support do you need at this moment? Who can help you? Who can stand in your way? What are the inner resources that you most need to draw upon right now? If the answers are still unclear, you may want to look at just what it is that you really feel committed to. Can you make a list of 10 things that you would stand up for no matter what? They can include certain relationships, family members, career responsibilities, beliefs, causes, projects, goals, or ideals. Turn off the tape and do this now. Think of those commitments you just listed as your present life's meaning or purpose. You have the power to make that purpose anything you want it to be. Thinking of it that way, what would you like to add to or subtract from that list of things that you really feel committed to? Assessing your potential can be greatly aided by looking at your past accomplishments and seeing how they can lead to some future goals. With that in mind, I'd like you to determine what some of your accomplishments are. We'll use a 5-step process that requires you to write, so if you're driving, set a time later for putting this exercise in writing. Step 1. On a sheet of paper, list the 20 most important accomplishments, by important I mean important to you, that you believe you've made in your life. List these accomplishments any way you'd like, in a single word such as promotion, or in a sentence or paragraph, or even a full page if necessary. Turn off the tape and do this now. Step 2. Rank your list of accomplishments with the most important accomplishment to you, being number 1, on down to number 20. Turn off the tape and do this now. Step 3 is to see if you can find some common threads that run through your accomplishments. You may want to write this down or simply do it in your head, but try answering the following questions for each accomplishment. What is it that made you consider this an accomplishment? Whom did it benefit? What was most enjoyable about this accomplishment? Were others involved, or were you acting alone? How did you go about accomplishing each task that led to your accomplishment? What was the end result? What was it you had to do or have in order to obtain this result? What would you do differently if you tried to achieve this accomplishment again? What else did you learn from the experience? Which of your strengths and weaknesses are apparent to you as you look back on this accomplishment? Step 4. Now think of 10 accomplishments that you'd most like to add to your list. These accomplishments should rank even higher in importance than the 20 you've already written down. Step 5. Take your 10 proposed future accomplishments and put them on 3x5 cards. Then rank them in order of importance. The criteria you'll use for ranking them will be: which accomplishments are you most likely to pull off? Which do you most want to achieve? Which would you feel most challenged by? Which is within your power to accomplish now versus sometime in the future? Which can you do alone? And which would you need help with? Make this part of the exercise fun. You're acting as the chief architect of your life. You're the boss, you're in charge, and right now you have no one else to answer to. At this point, be aware of some thoughts or feelings that you're experiencing. Are you telling yourself, this is impossible? I could never pull this off? I'm stuck where I am? My spouse wouldn't approve? You may be aware of a great deal of tension that comes up for you as you ask yourself these questions. If this is the case, remember 3 of the characteristics of self-actualized people that you're striving for. First, being problem-centered. That is, you keep looking for a solution to your frustration rather than giving up. Second, being realistically oriented. That means resisting the urge to attempt things that are simply not feasible. Otherwise, you're wasting your energy in pursuing the wrong goals. At the same time, you need to allow yourself to dream and to be creative in the areas that are most important to you. Which leads us to the 3rd self-actualizing characteristic that plays a role here, nonconformity. Dreaming will often put you in touch with directions that are very unconventional. You may not get instant approval or any approval at all for that matter from the people around you. Pursuing these traits of self-actualization isn't easy, but it will take you a long way toward true fulfillment. I want to take a moment now to tell you about a very simple breathing exercise that will come in handy if you're feeling a little bit of tension, especially the kind of tension that comes up when you're attempting something new. There's no better exercise for releasing tension than breathing deeply, whether that tension is caused by anxiety, anger, or just a general feeling of stress. Inhale through your nostrils, imagining your legs as air tanks. The air will pass through your chest and belly and then down into your legs. Fill your lungs as much as possible. Hold your breath for a second or two and then exhale slowly, releasing all of the air. Repeat this until the tension has subsided. The beautiful thing about deep breathing is that it can be done practically anywhere, anytime, and as often as you would like. You'll find that it also comes in quite handy when you're practicing visualization, which is our next topic. The purpose of visualization is to stimulate your imagination. You can visualize something that's real, something that you'd like to be real. You can even visualize something that you'd like to eliminate from your life. The potential for visualization is limitless. To illustrate the simplest form of visualization, picture something very familiar to you, like your car, or the living room of your home, or the face of someone close to you. Although those things are probably not in your line of vision right now, for the moment that you're visualizing them, they can seem as though they're right there. In your imagination, they are there. Visualization works best when you can keep your imagery sharp. An excellent way to work on this is to keep a journal that you can take everywhere. Use your journal to keep track of thoughts you may have that put you in touch with your desires. Write down observations you may make about other people or the world. And when something especially moves you, describe it very carefully in as much detail as possible. Capture the sights, sounds, smells, and feelings that are associated with it. Later on, read your descriptions. Then close your eyes and try to relive that event totally as if you were there again, using all five of your senses. You may want to file away parts of your journal in folders that represent different categories, such as thoughts about your career, cherished memories, or ideas for self-improvement. Of course, the list of categories can be endless. What they'll all have in common are the thoughts that, in one way or another, provide clues about what's going on inside you. Perhaps for some of the exercises I've asked you to do so far, whether you've realized it or not, you've used a visualization technique. If that's true, you're already warmed up for the visualization exercises I'd like you to do now. Begin with one of the 10 future goal accomplishments that you've listed. It could be any accomplishment, some type of career advancement, having a baby, or anything else you may choose. Now close your eyes and visualize that goal you've set for yourself as having come true. Imagine it in complete detail. Imagine how you'd change as a result. Imagine everything about the goal coming out exactly the way you want it to. Note how you feel. As you visualize this as thoroughly as possible, put yourself in that frame of mind where the goal is no longer a goal, but a reality. Who else is in the picture with you? What's happening? Are you glad you've done what it takes to achieve that goal? Before opening your eyes, say to yourself, I now give myself permission to, and finish the sentence by describing your accomplishment as completed. There are a few things you may want to ask yourself after completing this exercise. Do you still feel the same about this goal? Or again, is it something you only think you should want? Are the feelings that you have after achieving it worth the means to achieve it? That is, does the end justify the means? If not, you may wish to give it up or change it with some of the new data you've acquired. You can use this visualization exercise for any aspect of your life, anytime. Next, we'll do an affirmation exercise that's backed by visualization. Take another goal, any goal, and put it into a sentence as something you'd like to do. For example, you might say, I'd like to move up to a position in the next level of management. Now transform your goal into an affirmation. An affirmation in this case is merely a positive sentence that words your goal statement as though it were already accomplished, a fait accompli. Here's an example of that. I now have the management position I want. Now visualize and completely think through the entire process from the goal to the affirmation. What steps are necessary to tear down the imaginary wall between your dreams and reality? Make sure that you recognize all the necessary steps to your accomplishment. You want to be prepared for everything you'll need to do. At the same time, keep this in mind. One of the biggest errors people make when they're setting goals is to make the steps so steep that they become difficult or impossible to achieve. Effective goal setting requires you to be realistic. If you have a realistic plan and you're committed to following it, you'll reach your goal. When you're brainstorming goals, it's okay to be a dreamer and to allow your visualizations to run wild. But in making the plan, your task is to be realistic and concrete. That involves taking into consideration all of the things that can potentially impede your progress. Another important part of goal setting is dealing with all the obstacles, those which are real and those which are imagined, those which are outside of yourself and those which you have constructed for yourself. Take a look at all the obstacles that could keep you from achieving your goal. Now think about what you could do right now to remove each of these obstacles one by one. Remember, removing obstacles is what self-actualization is all about. Here are some questions to ask yourself that can put you in touch with the obstacles you faced at different times in your life and to help you to further identify the obstacles that are present now. If you had it to do all over again, what are some of the things that you'd do differently, knowing what you now know? What are the obstacles that you could overcome with a different approach? Now think about 10 years from now. If you could project yourself that far into the future, what would you say about the obstacles you're now facing? What about 20 years from now? 30 years? And even at the end of your life? When you talk to older people, they can usually laugh about some of the obstacles that held them back when they were younger. Try to put yourself in that frame of mind regarding your own life right now. See what comes up for you. Ask yourself, what would you like to be known for 50 years from now? The good news is, you have 50 years to get there. Here's an exercise that some people find a bit morbid at first, but most agree that it's a tremendous source of liberation. I call it the obituary exercise. Imagine you're writing your own obituary in the style of someone who knows all about you but isn't in any way emotionally involved or attached to you. What does it say? Turn off the tape and do this now. Now do this obituary exercise again, but this time, write it as though you led your life without being stifled by your own fears, self-doubts, or obstacles. What have you accomplished? Who are the people that have been important in your life? What roads have you explored that you're telling yourself are not safe to explore now? Turn off the tape and do this now. Now see if you can reconcile the two obituaries. What have you learned about yourself that you'd like to change now that you still have the chance? We all have within us a higher self. This is the part of us that's our most reliable source of wisdom. It's a gift. But unfortunately, many people don't take the opportunity to become acquainted with this incredible resource. You're taking the opportunity now by completing these exercises. The higher self is the core of our spirituality. It always knows the right thing to do. The following exercise is designed to make your higher self more accessible. Close your eyes and relax completely in a comfortable position. Now picture your ideal environment. Perhaps it's an open green meadow or a scene at the beach. Most importantly, make it a perfectly comfortable place where you feel absolutely safe, completely relaxed, and totally carefree. Imagine white light all around you, and imagine that light as a source of wisdom, the kind of wisdom that enables you to understand any issue you may be struggling with without being encumbered by tension and ambivalence. Allow yourself to wander in this beautiful, comfortable place and allow it to turn into anything that your imagination conjures up. It can be anywhere on this planet or any other planet. Let that white light around you guide you to your own private, ideal sanctuary. Imagine yourself totally invulnerable within this sanctuary, possessing all the strengths and characteristics of everyone you've ever admired. Now, using the capabilities that come with this state of feeling and being, give yourself some advice about an issue or question that's been troubling you. You can repeat this with any issue or question that you have at any time. The sanctuary you've erected is a place that you can return to at a second's notice because it's a place that exists within yourself. You can go to this place whenever you need to tune into your higher self. Another variation of this exercise is to visualize bringing some people into your sanctuary who can help you. These can be people who you look up to, who are now a part of your life, or who at one time were a part of your life. They can be people that you've read about, or people that you know by reputation. They can be parents or anyone else who have provided guidance in your life. For some people, the guide they bring into their sanctuary is simply an inner voice. Whomever you believe can give you some assistance, bring them into your sanctuary and ask that person or those people for help. You can ask this guide to help you to learn how to let go of negative feelings, habits, or anything else. You can ask for help to achieve certain goals that you're working to achieve. You can ask for help with your own self-acceptance, or to forgive yourself for something. You can ask for the power to forgive someone else. You can even ask for some help in establishing or visualizing your purpose. Most importantly, you can trust this guide completely. It will only help you to achieve whatever it is that you yourself have chosen to achieve. No matter what label you've given to this guide, no matter who or what you've connected it to, this guide is part of you. It's your higher self, and even if you haven't been in touch with it before now, it's never too late. A question that you may be asking yourself at this point is, what is it that will offer me ultimate fulfillment? To help you to move closer toward an answer, here are some final considerations for this session. It's almost impossible to find intrinsic rewards in a field that you don't love. Act responsible for your reality because in fact you are. This attitude will soon become second nature. Sometimes that choice becomes one of giving up being on top of the wrong mountain in order to be on the bottom of the right mountain. Making that change often involves all the courage you can muster. If you're feeling confused, remember, confusion usually masks the obvious. Ask yourself continuously, what do I really want? Not what should I want? Never forget that it's necessary at times to let go of something that may have worked for you in the past, but isn't working for you now in order to get onto the right track. For example, you may need to move on from a job or relationship. If this is the case, let your heart be your guide. That way you'll ultimately be doing what you love. And isn't that really the goal? When you're doing what you love, stay on that track because that's the track that leads towards self-actualization. Finally, remember that your higher self is always there for you if only you remember to seek it out. On our next cassette side, we'll be working through the obstacles, real and imagined, that stand between where you are now and where you could be.
I have a job that seems to fit in well with my talents, but I really don't enjoy it very much. What's the secret to true career fulfillment?
The secret to true career fulfillment is simply to be doing what you want to be doing, or as close to it as possible, and to recognize that it's a lifelong quest, making your career something that fits you like a glove. Most people don't do this. Most people find that they need to adapt themselves to whatever their career or their job demands. To the extent that you're self-actualized, you're then able to tailor your career to what your talents and your needs and your creativity and your own unique being is. That's really what being actualized around your career is. If you don't really enjoy it very much, then you're on the wrong path. The fact that it fits your talents could simply mean that you're not being challenged enough. You can have a lot of talent in something that you don't find to be very much of a challenge, and it sounds as though that could be happening here. So you might want to look into those elements and see whether it's something that can be more challenging or whether the only way you can achieve fulfillment is to move on.